Hello, and welcome to the Community Mennonite Church Podcast. This week's sermon is by Pastor Jennifer Davis Sensenig.
Will you join me in prayer? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Through some holiday travel glitches, Kent and I found ourselves making a starlight journey by taxi from Lynchburg to Charlottesville. Around 2 a.m. from the window of the cab, I started paying more attention to the stars because the moon was full, they were beautiful, and it's rare that I'm awake at that hour. Patterns of light and dark make the world beautiful. We belong to a creation dependent upon this recurring pattern of there being evening and morning. We have a sun to rule the day and a moon to govern the night. The stars, we know now, are ever present, yet are visible only at night in the darkness. And whether we human beings have been seafaring or landlocked, we have always observed the stars to better tell our stories, to seek direction, and enhance our wonder about the world we live in and the worlds beyond our knowledge. Epiphany Sunday is always the nearest Sunday to January 6th. It's the Sunday we celebrate the arrival of a new dawn of God's mercy, justice, and love manifest to the nations of the world. This good news is revealed in the story of the Magi, Eastern stargazer scholars who journeyed to meet Jesus. The Gospel of Matthew says that the Magi saw his star at its rising, and based on their beliefs and calculations, these Magi made their way from their country of residence to Israel, a little nation with a rich literary history and a unique faith in one God. In the ancient world, wise people found Israel interesting. Because even when they were grasping for power and trying to build alliances with bigger, stronger neighbors against other bigger, stronger neighbor nations, Israel's prophets reminded both kings and ordinary people how their God had liberated them from slavery and made justice on behalf of the poor and the excluded a national necessity. This theological and ethical vision of Israel was intriguing. So the Magi saw this star, and they had time, they had a travel budget, so they went. I've always wondered whether these stargazer scholars had read any of Israel's prophetic literature. Most of it was in Hebrew, of course, so it may not have been accessible, although even if it's a second or third language, a person can learn Hebrew. In any case, there are some really good bits of Israel's scripture in a more international language, Aramaic, especially several chapters in the book of Daniel. In Daniel chapters 2-7, there are these wonderful stories that take place in the east, in Persia, and they anticipate a future kingdom based on the rule of one God, a God who creates the natural world and all peoples, a God who speaks to people in dreams, a God who defies kings and grants wisdom to Israelite minorities, a God who expects nations to supply mercy for the oppressed, a God who humbles individual rulers and even whole countries, a God whose earthly kingdom cannot be destroyed even by violent imperial power. Now, the Magi's own assessment of the stars was that this was the time a new king of Israel would be born. And for some reason, this star justified a journey. And so the starlight and their faith, or maybe their literary curiosity or whatever, got them as far as Jerusalem, Israel's capital city. But the king of Israel wasn't even acquainted with this newborn king. In fact, Herod was threatened by the very idea that these magi were looking for another king. Herod helped the magi a bit because he consulted with the religious leaders, and they were able to produce a little snippet of prophecy about Bethlehem being the birthplace of a new ruler. So Herod sent the magi there and commanded that they report back. What is the purpose of this scripture for our lives in 2019? The magi got as far as Israel, as far as Jerusalem, as far as an appointment with King Herod, but that was not far enough. No, they had to go as far as Bethlehem, where to their overwhelming joy, the star stopped. The starlight journey leads to Jesus, a new king, a new kind of king, a new order for the world. The Magi had to go as far as to a poor mother and child. They had to go as far as to humble themselves, getting down on their knees to worship and offer their gifts. They had to go as far as to disobey Herod's command. The Magi rejected the violent power of Herod in favor of a kingdom of resolute vulnerability. And this changes the Magi's direction. They go home, scripture says, by another road. A lot of folks in the United States make a faith pilgrimage in the course of our lives. But a lot of us also don't get very far at all. Some of us grow up without a spiritual center, without God or the church, and become interested at some point along life's journey, only to find that religious folks are in league with the King Herods of our day. Some of us inherit a faith tradition that is pretty hollow, shallow, irrelevant, or even one that creates problems for us. I know well that some of us here were exiled from churches that didn't celebrate our gifts as women or as people who identify as queer. Some of us had a leg of our faith journey where we identified strongly with Jesus as our Savior, our Lord, our example. But then we became disillusioned by the ways once trusted Christian leaders were secretly living. Or we just became exhausted by church institutions that perpetuated oppression rather than liberating people. For some of us, our investment in our faith journey just didn't really keep pace with our investment in understanding the world's problems and our own. So Christian faith didn't seem deep enough for navigating our complex lives. This is to say that a lot of us set out by starlight, but we only get as far as Jerusalem, as far as the anxious King Herod, and then abandon the journey. So today's scripture shines like a star in the night sky, beckoning us, like the Magi, to journey all the way to Bethlehem, all the way to Jesus, not a white privileged Jesus who cannot speak a word of resistance to empire and systemic oppression, but the Jesus who is poor, the Jesus whose very presence humbles the elite, the Jesus who receives our gifts and makes a new direction in our lives a necessity. Let's be seekers this year, 2019, as the Magi were so long ago. Let's not be surprised if the established authorities, the Herods and the Jerusalems, aren't fully trustworthy, but let's not even consider abandoning our faith journey. Let's go together. Let's go as far as Jesus, to the place of poverty, to the communities threatened by the very powers we once thought trustworthy and now question. Let's make the starlight journey all the way to Jesus, even if it's unpopular or costly for us. We are not so wise as to have no need for Jesus. We may have taken establishment roads thus far in our lives, but when we encounter Jesus, we will not be able to take the same rutted return path. The return trip of a starlight journey is always by another road. Author Ivan Kaufman imagines the Magi saying something like this. Our colleagues, of course, will want to know, what did we see? What actions did we take? What lessons were learned? We will tell them. Having come here on established roads, we learned they always lead to death, that if we wish to go on, we must find a way that protects the child. A church who celebrates incarnation, God born as a human child, must find a path of life in the midst of a world distorted by fear and violence. As Community Mennonite Church, we are still seekers. We worship week in and week out in Jesus' name. That's maybe at least as strange as ancient Eastern Magi paying homage to a child in Bethlehem, as if this newborn king changes everything. Together, SCMC, we're finding alternative routes through dominant American society. And yet, step by daily step, we are on a path of life and light for all people, and we have the benefit of Jesus, who is both the light and the way. Today, Epiphany, we celebrate the manifestation of Jesus Christ in glory. That is the glory of vulnerable humanity. We celebrate that because we have heard Jesus, because we have seen Jesus, because we have known Jesus, our lives must be different. Epiphany Sunday is illumined by a star. And if Christian faith can be embraced by people of every nation and language, and we believe it can, then it will be necessary to honor the starlight journey in every culture. We will take great joy whenever privileged folks are humbled by the Savior. We will give our best in the name of Jesus, not knowing exactly how our gifts will be used. We will support those changed by Christ who refuse the dominant path and go instead by another road. We will believe a God who creates the natural world and all peoples. We will believe a God who speaks to people in dreams, a God who defies establishment rulers and grants wisdom to minorities, a God who expects nations to supply mercy for the oppressed, a God who humbles even the elites of the world, a God whose earthly kingdom can be vulnerable because it cannot be destroyed by violent power, a God for us in Jesus, so that we might take another road. As a response of faith to this whole Advent, Christmas, Epiphany season, We're serving the Lord's Supper this Epiphany Sunday. It's a meal for the starlight journey, the journey to Jesus, not any hollow, shallow perversion of Jesus, but the true Messiah, the light for all nations. I invite those of you from pastoral team and others who are prepared to serve to come forward.
Listening to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Our theme music is a setting of John Wesley's text, Jesus, I Believe You're Near, composed by Matt Carlson. Jeremy Nafziger arranged it for strings. To learn more about our congregation or to plan a visit, please check out our website at cmcva.org.